Hello, this is to Diane Marchant from Gene Roddenberry, and the purpose of this, Diane, is to give you my congratulations for the special award they're giving to you for your services to all Star Trek folk down under and to Star Trek itself. I wish I were there saying this in person and giving you a kiss on the cheek, and I'd love to be in your country and have you to tell me or show me where to go, but since I cannot, why, a tape like this is the best I can do. I am very grateful to Jan Jackson for her letter in which she brought me up to date on the fact that this is happening, and also on some of the things that the Star Trek clubs are doing down there, such as SAS Trek and their sponsorship of a needy child and sponsorship of a special bird or animal at the Adelaide Zoo and things like that. Oh, and thanks to the folks down there who joined the Planetary Society in response to the article that I wrote. I think it is time that all of us on all continents have got to begin looking more and more spaceward, directing people's attention spaceward, because that is certainly the direction we have to go if we are going to fulfill mankind's destiny. I think down here on Earth, too, that what we're going to have to do is to fulfill mankind's destiny by beginning to speak up to our leaders and tell them that we are ready for 21st century dreams now. We are through with the hatred and the antagonisms and the intolerances that are being preached to us. We, the so-called common, ordinary people of the planet, are ready to join each other in brotherly love and friendship and cooperation. I'm glad to see Australia, through its Star Trek clubs, celebrating these ideas and promoting them. And I think on all continents, we are going to have to begin going further. We're going to have to serve notice on our leaders that we are through with hatred, that we are willing to take a chance that other people on the other side of some national boundaries are not mad brutes lusting to attack us. The greatest risks we face are not that. The risks are building an armaments burden that will destroy our economies and piling armaments so high that the piles are going to tumble. This is insanity, the direction we're going, where, for example, we have the United States and USSR boasting that they can kill everyone in each other's countries now 10 times over. Anyway, enough of that. I just wanted to say that there is a lot of work to be done and a lot of thinking we can do. This, we are a marvelous species, and the members of this species are going to have to do a lot of hard work together to see that this species does survive and fulfill its destiny. And it is people like you and your friends who are thinking now in the right directions, thinking beyond the petty concerns and the petty hatreds that have beset us here on this planet for so long. And if you look back on the peaceful Earth in Star Trek and the happy Federation in Star Trek, you'll understand that some of that is what the series was very much about. Star Trek was a celebration of the fact that this planet did make it, and I sincerely believe that we will. I have a message to you from Majel. She could not be in town today when I found I wanted to send this message. So she said to tell you congratulations also on the special award and on the Star Trek Week celebrations in Australia. And she said she really wished more than I. She considers herself a special friend of yours, and she wishes probably even more than I that she was down there giving you a hug and a kiss in person. She said to be sure and tell you that one bit of Roddenberry news will please you, although bad old Gene Roddenberry did not let Majel have the dog that Diane tried to give her years ago in New York. Why, she wanted you to know that I have finally broken down and approved for our 8-year-old son, Rod, an 8-month-old German Shepherd, who we now have, and the German Shepherd is doing all of those things, all of the house that I was afraid that your puppy would do. So Major said, be sure and tell you that, Diane, you won out after all. And she's pleased. She also wanted you to know that she and I still hope to get down to Australia one day. And which gave me a chill. I got to thinking, my God, if we go to Australia, you'll probably see that she tries to get a pet kangaroo now. Anyway, she says to tell you she loves you. And she's glad your fans are celebrating all your marvelous qualities, which she has known all along and has appreciated all along. And what can I say, Diane, but that I join in heartily with her sentiments. A little of what is happening up here. It does look now like we are definitely going to do a new movie, Star Trek III. And I hope that pleases you and your friends. So far we have, it looks like we have Nimoy and Shatner signed up. And whether or not the movie has this title, you can be almost certain that part of the theme of the movie will be a search for Mr. Spock. I don't yet know whether he's really dead or how he will be revived, but you may be certain that none of us were going to let Spock retreat into death that easily. And I think Leonard Nimoy, although he kind of liked the idea of getting the Spock character, quote, off his back for a while, has realized that it is too much a part of him to just chop it off. He, like it or not, he realizes now that he and Spock are intertwined for the rest of his life and probably afterward also. As for the other actors, it is my hope that all of them will be in the movie. I think certainly most of them will be. My job on this, Gene Roddenberry's job, will be the same as it was on the previous movie, Executive Consultant. Now, I have gotten some letters from Australia in which the fans, who are such sweethearts down there, have written sort of saying, hey, gee, we're sorry that Paramount and bad old Paramount and bad old Harve Bennett and so on have elbowed you aside. Well, that is simply not what happened. I am still a part owner of Star Trek. I personally chose the Executive Consultant title for myself, and I personally approved Harve Bennett as the producer and executive producer of the last Star Trek, and I think probably of the one coming up now, too. And I think the success of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, indicates that it was a wise choice. Here is what actually happened, and I think, Diane, I especially owe it to you to tell you the background, because you and I have always been particularly close on Star Trek subjects. Why, as you know, when I made the original Star Trek series, I did it my way. That is the way I work. That's the only way I know how to work. And you know what happened from doing it my way. We had the so-called Star Trek phenomenon. Well, this resulted in a sort of good news, bad news story. The good news was that Star Trek became, through this, a multi-million dollar property, a very important property. The bad news is that I found out in Star Trek, the motion picture, that the pressures of making Hollywood motion pictures with millions of dollars of studio investments meant that I could no longer make the movie my way as I did when I was making a television series. And so I decided that on future movies, if I can't do it my way, I'd rather let somebody else do it. I still have certain controls through my position as executive consultant. I see every phase of the script. I see every day shooting the next morning. I watch how it's cut together, and I give the people that are doing it, the director, the producers and executive producer, my advice. They do not always take my advice, and this is how it should be. When you put an executive producer, and director in charge of production, you have to leave them alone to do the production as they want it done. You can't just say to someone, hey, you're now a producer or a director, and then treat him like an office boy and expect him to jump every time you say frog. Meanwhile, this gives me a chance now to turn to some other projects and do those projects the way I want to do them. I take a great pleasure in breaking rules and then setting up new systems and new procedures that appeal to me. This means more to me than the money, the check. And so I had done Star Trek for some 16 long and very tough years. I'm still intimately associated with it, but I wanted to step aside from being the absolute boss. And I hope the fans will understand and appreciate that I am not deserting Star Trek. I am simply stepping into another supervisory role, very much as I did when Gene Kuhn and others came in to do production chores on the original series. I hope also that fans will wish me well on new projects, and I hope to bring you some new projects that turn you on in their own particular way. That's about all I can say for now. I am delighted with this award you're getting, Diane. Hope to hear from you soon. As a matter of fact, please, someone write me and let me know how your celebration went. Love to you all. A special love and a special kiss to you, Diane. Bye-bye.